Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Reading in this morning's Chicago Tribune, several local bar and restaurant representatives are imploring the Naperville City Council to lift the city's 15-year ban against video gambling. But city officials seem not to be entertaining the request. And one of those folks that spoke was Councilman Josh McBroom. He said, "I think it's a good first step for you guys to come here. It's a heavy lift. I think it's going to take a lot of work." Councilman McBroom, welcome to the program. Why is it such a heavy lift in Naperville?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. It's controversial. You know, when people think of gaming, it conjures up images of blinking neon signs and a seedy environment. And there's just a lot of negative connotations on it. So people in the community say, you know, that's not for Naperville, right? That's not something that we want here. We wouldn't like the image. We don't want to enable gambling. There's just a lot of negative connotations that are associated with it. So
I wonder, Councilman, and that's totally noted. I think a lot of people are nodding in agreement when you say that. You're not on an island, and I don't know exactly how I feel on it. I live in Downers Grove. They are putting that question to a referendum, a non-binding one, but I don't even know how I'd vote on that. I certainly understand the businesses that want it, but yeah, you look at some gaming, video gaming buildings, and you go, oh, I don't know about that place, but there's a lot of different ways to do it that other municipalities have done, whether it's limiting the number that can be there, not having businesses that are solely video gaming. Is there anything that maybe these restaurants could do to woo you and other people on the council over?
Yeah, and you know, I'm on the fence on it. I think there are some hard no's on our council. I'm open to hearing about it. Similar to a few years back, Naperville City, a previous council approved marijuana dispensaries in Naperville. I do think this is an identical argument. You know, people can go right around Naperville and do their gaming. They can't do it for these mom and pop and family owned businesses here. You know, the difference to me is that back when the marijuana discussion was happening, I don't think we had any businesses in Naperville that were asking to sell marijuana. But, you know, there was enthusiastic support for it. So I do think that the people that did support dispensaries and cannabis in Naperville should at least explain to these business owners why that was good. And this is morally objectable. You know, they're morally against the gaming. I think that I've talked to other towns. There are towns that have very tight ordinances around it. I think that's worth discussing. You can create an ordinance. It's only on this part of town or these types of establishments. You can't have signs. You could create an ordinance where you're driving by, you don't even know the machines are in there. So, you know, you've got something that's legal, kind of like marijuana, although marijuana is still federally illegal, I believe. You've got something that's legal, and you've got business owners, family-owned businesses that are saying, hey, we're struggling, minimum wage laws, the cost of our goods, our margins are tight, and this could keep us in business. And I just think that because it's a controversial item, these business owners just have to realize how much work it would take to, I guess, sell a city council on something, bringing something up that would be controversial in town. The other thing that I think has changed back in the marijuana discussion, you know, I wasn't elected at the time. I wasn't very involved in the community, and I was kind of agnostic on it. I didn't really like the idea of it. You know, do we do this just for tax revenue? Are there things that we say, hey, we're not going to do in our town just for tax revenue? Well, that conversation has changed a little bit. And if people are aware of the grocery store sales tax cut that the governor implemented in the budget, I don't know if people understand that though that tax cut does not hit the state budget. So the governor was able to say, hey, we're going to do a grocery store sales tax because that's where people are hurting, buying food. But we're going to shift all that cost to the municipality. And in the case of Naperville, and it's going to hit all the city budgets in 2026. It's about a $5 million loss. So we are looking for revenue. So
right.
I just don't think that this should be a, hey, hard no, I don't like that, that's seedy. Well, you have business owners that are asking for it. And my message to them is, hey, I need to hear from the we have a huge hospitality industry in Naperville.
Right.
I need to see overwhelming demand for something like this, and I need to hear from our residents, and I think it's a good conversation to make public just to get the temperature of how, for all I know, there's restaurants in Naperville that say, no, I don't want this to happen. We got to hear from all those people and chambers of commerce. And so I'm telling them, hey, don't give up.
Well, what
right
I mean
now, you don't, you know, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we're hearing from Napervillians. Is that how you say that? One says, thank you, Mr. McBroom. I live in Naperville. I don't want gambling machines in town, if nothing else, for the ugly signs that you mentioned that maybe could be written out and not allowed. I feel like, just because I remember when Illinois legalized this, and, you know, at first you see a couple establishments with it and it makes you kind of move your head. But I feel like the market has kind of taken care of. When I see a video game slot in a certain bar or restaurant, I'm like, yeah, that kind of fits here, right? It's a divey right. place. That makes sense.
Right.
Oh, we're in a pub or grill where there's loud televisions already and we're all watching sports. This kind of right. makes sense. I feel like restaurants, and correct me if I'm wrong, or maybe you feel differently, that these places that may want this and they fit through the ordinances, it'll fit in the places it fits and it will not fit in the places it doesn't.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
How does it work in Naperville? How many, like you say that even to bring it to, would this be a council vote? And even to bring mm-hmm. it to a vote, you need to convince a couple members to get it, to even bring it to that vote?
Yeah, for action to happen, one council person would need to direct staff to create an ordinance. Like, hey, I want to see an ordinance. And then you would need two other council members to support that action. And then when the staff comes back with an ordinance for us to look at, we would need a majority vote, which would be 5 votes. So normally we're not going to put something on the agenda if we're not pretty confident that you have the votes going in. So that's kind of where we are, is like, you know, one, it's controversial. Hey, we're starting to hear from business owners. So maybe we should listen. But
wait, is that because you don't want to take a tough vote because you don't know how it's going to turn out?
Well, I guess why put the staff through the work of creating an ordinance and getting to the vote knowing you're going to lose on it?
Well, I think maybe some people would want to see where you stand on it, sir.
Correct. And, you know, so, but I, again, like I'm not an enthusiastic, hey, let's get gaming in town either. So I feel like I'm listening. I wish people would be maybe a little more open-minded to it, because some of these ideas of what this means, I do know, if you look at other towns that have it, it doesn't increase crime rates. I mean, a lot of the things that people think about it may not be true. And I do sympathize and I feel for these family-owned businesses that have been here for a long time. And Naperville, like Downers and some of these other places, have kind of become these franchise big box store places. And they're having a tough time.
Yeah.
You know, with costs. And
I almost feel like I've convinced you in this 7-minute conversation. I know you came into this open minded. We got to scoot, but thank you for taking the questions. I do appreciate it, Councilman McBroom.
And
we appreciate the conversation starter. OK.
All right. Thank you.
That's out in Naperville. Boy, I think if I had 3 more minutes, I would have gotten him. You'd have video gaming in Naperville in 2 days. No, I'm just kidding.